You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, I'm Ashwini Ramaswamy, and I'm a dancer and choreographer based in Minneapolis. This weekend, I'm going to be attending Solo, which is a performance of six dancers who have received McKnight Foundation fellowships. This is a performance that happens every other year, and I never miss this because you get a chance not only to see six extremely talented local dancers, but you get to see the work of six national and international choreographers, because when you get this fellowship, you have the opportunity to commission a solo for yourself by a choreographer of your choice. I was fortunate to receive this fellowship in 2012, and it really gave me a platform to express myself as a soloist when in the past I'd only been a part of group choreography. And I think this really gives a dancer ownership of their bodies and their artistry on stage, and it was a turning point for me in my career. As this fellowship has developed over the years, the styles of dance have really diversified. And this weekend, if you attend, you'll be able to see flamenco, crumping, contemporary breaking, other contemporary forms of dance. It's going to be a real microcosm of all the different kinds of dance that's out there right now. Solo takes place at the Cole Center for Dance and the Performing Arts in downtown Minneapolis, tomorrow and Saturday evening at 7:30.
Hi, my name is Jim Ahrens. I'm an actor, singer, and coach in the Twin Cities. This last weekend, I had the chance to see Remembering Pins and Needles. Remembering Pins and Needles is a show about a show called Pins and Needles. Pins and Needles was a remarkable show that was put on by the International Ladies Garment Workers Union in New York. It started out as an entertainment they were doing for themselves and wound up running over 1,100 performances on Broadway in the late 30s. It all had to do with labor issues, with political issues. There were several anti-fascist sketches. Remembering Pins and Needles incorporates a description of the show and some of the facts surrounding the history with the numbers from the show. It is a wonderful experience. The music is very much of the period, of the late 30s period, popular music at that time. So while you do get some labor history, it's mainly just a good time in the theater. Remembering Pins and Needles runs through Sunday, the 16th of September, at the Howard Kahn Fine Arts Center in Minneapolis.
Hello, my name is Jacinta Zenz, and I'm an arts administrator living in Moorhead. Tonight I'm headed to an artist talk and exhibition at the Cadets Gallery in Fergus Falls. Naomi Ramona Schliessman presents an exhibition of her sculptural work titled The Silver Lining. Naomi Ramona Schliessman is an installation artist that creates large sculptural pieces from wood, brightly colored fabric, plaster, rubber, and metal. Her sculptures are created with the intention of extending her understanding of interior versus exterior, hard versus soft, and domestic versus institutional. Also featured at this event is an exhibition by Sue Leggett entitled Side Dish. Sue's work explores the culinary habits and traditions of rural Minnesota by collecting recipes, archiving stories, and photographing food dishes. You can see Side Dish and Silver Lining, as well as hear a talk by Naomi Ramona Schliessman, tonight at the Cadets Gallery in Fergus Falls.